And Walsh, them Walsh is the meanest thing.
Which kind? What kinds? Are those, are there different kinds?
Well, they're just, no, it's just Walsh. Uh-huh. They'll build, you know, up under the corners of the house and around the about, and thing is to get out here in the bushes. And
yeah.
I know a year or two ago I was out there mowing, and I got my hound again a bush. I didn't know the Walsh was there. Uh-huh. Them things are covered, yeah.
I saw that.
And then these honeybees are awful mean to sting you.
How about the kind of a wasp that doesn't sting and builds a nest out of mud under the...
Oh, them's dirt daubers.
And then
dirt daubers.
Okay, and the kind of these little things that light on you and draw blood?
You mean ticks?
Yeah, well, these are big. These fly and have these very, you know, mosquitoes? Yeah. And then these things that dig into your skin. I suppose ticks do that, but these are...
You gotta be careful, them ticks. Them ticks have got four. You can't get them doggone things turned loose. They'll bury their head up, and you can't get them loose. You can put turpentine and cool water or whatnot, and they just don't hardly turn loose at all. They're dangerous. They give you tick fever.
Now, how about... there's something else that's on the order that also burrows into your skin if you're walking and you don't have boots on.
Oh, that's them lame chiggers you're talking about. You can't see them.
Yeah.
But you can sure will, they sure will help you.
Yeah.
But they're so little, you can't see them.
Now, a small fish that you use for bait, what would you call that?
That's a minnow.
Right. And I don't know if we talked about, sugar maples yesterday? I don't remember. If we didn't, let me ask you about that. Did they have sugar maple trees?
All they was maples here, but nobody never did tap them. Well, I know I didn't get any sugar out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be all kinds of maples. Still are. There's plenty of them there yet, but I don't know that I never taps them.
And the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
Well, it's the cherry tree. They don't last long, cherries don't. You can't hardly get a cherry to live long enough. There's a few in this community. My wife's sister's got some up there. We used to have them, but you just can't get a cherry tree to live long. They're like peaches. Used to, you get a peach tree to live for years. Now then, if you get one or two crops off a peach tree, you've done well. There's something to kill all these things, you know, just like the chestnut trees. They're killing the pine timber now, some kind of insect is. And these trees, if you don't spray them and keep after them, they just don't last. Now you take these big orchards, they spray, you know. And if we could do that, we could raise a lot of these things. But if something happened to peaches, they just quit growing in this community. They used to be pretty good.
How about a kind of a shrub that's leaves turn very red in the fall of the year, and it grows along the side of a road or by fences, and the leaves turn bright red very early. Years ago, they used to use these little berries or bobs on them for tanning leather.
What you're talking about.
Shoemakers.
Nobody thinks. They's a shoemake, but I don't know where they're ever used for tanning leather.
Uh-huh.
I've seen plenty of them.
Okay.
I don't know what they was ever for.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know if they ever used in tanning leather with.
Okay, well, I think they've done that in some parts.
I'll tell you what they used to do a lot of in this country here, tanning leather. There used to be a tannery over here a while and a big concern for employed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they used them old chestnuts, they'd saw that up, make acid wood out of them, and they'd use that for tanning. And then later on they got to taking oak bark. So chestnut oak is the best thing. Any kind of a good oak that'd peel, you know, and they'd haul that loads and loads. They used that to grind up, you know, and make that acid out of it to tan cowhides.